do it together, said Annie.
Right, said Jack. Using all their strength, Jack and Annie carried their bucket up the bank of the river. As they stumbled along, they tried not to spill the water. Jack could hardly breathe in the smoke-filled air. His throat and eyes burned. His face felt red hot. Finally, when he thought he couldn't take another step, they got to the bucket brigade. They gave their bucket to the person at the end, who gave them an empty bucket. Get more, he said. Jack and Annie hurried back to the river with the empty bucket. They filled it with water and then struggled back up the bank. Over and over, Jack and Annie hauled buckets of water back and forth from the river to the line of firefighters. Everyone worked hard to battle the great blaze. But the flames kept shooting into the sky. Eventually, the fire leapt over the river, and timber on the far bank began to burn.
Oh, no, cried a woman. All of Edo will catch fire now.
The rice storage houses will burn down, said a man. The harvest will be destroyed.
Several people began weeping. Jack felt like crying, too. Right in front of his eyes, the beautiful floating world of Edo was about to go up in flames.
This is hopeless, he said to Annie.
No, it's not, Annie said. The wand. We can use the wand.
Of course, cried Jack.
But it's in my bag, back at Basho's house.
We have to get it, said Annie.
She shouted to Basho.
Basho, we're going back to your castle.
Yes, run for safety, called Basho. Jump into the river.
Right, cried Jack.
Be careful, Annie shouted to Basho. Then she and Jack started running as fast as they could. They raced past the market. They ran across the footbridge, past the temple and the farmhouse, and through the grove of pines to Basho's house. Jack and Annie ran inside the tiny hut. Jack grabbed his bag and pulled out the wand. He waved it through the air.
Do something to make the fire stop, he shouted.
Jack held his breath and waited.
Let me try, said Annie.
She took the wand and waved it.
Stop the fire over Edo now, she shouted.
Jack and Annie waited again.
It's not working, cried Jack. We must be doing something wrong.
But this is for the good of everyone, said Annie.
I know, said Jack.
And we've tried our hardest, said Annie. Everyone has.
5 words, said Jack. We have to use 5 words.
Oh, right, said Annie.
She waved the wand through the air again.
Put out the fire, she yelled.
1 more word, cried Jack.
Please, shouted Annie.
Jack and Annie were blasted by a blinding light. Jack felt himself shooting through brightness, then darkness, then back into light. An icy wind blew. The air was crystal clear. Early sunlight flashed on rock.
Jack and Annie were standing on the ledge of a mountain.